There's an old Irish saying, poor is the church without music. Throughout the past few weeks on Artworks, we've explored just how churches in Bloomington, Indiana, convey their musical wealth. I've spoken with Susan Swaney, the music director at the Unitarian Universalist Church, James Geyer, director of the Children's Choir at Trinity Episcopal, and Edwin Penorwood. He's the organist at First United Church. You can listen to these previous segments on our website, wfiu.org/artworks. In the final segment today, we step outside the box a bit. No singing, no organ, and instead, a bell choir. That's the St. Mark's United Methodist Bell Choir, under the direction of Elaine Sonnenberg, performing Now the Green Blade Riseth. That was during the communion portion of a Christmas service. Such a unique sound, and one that's pretty tough to achieve. It takes 12 people and 5 octaves of bells to create this amazing wash of sound. Generally, each player has one bell in each hand, so it's all a matter of finding your 2 notes on a page of music covered with notes and playing them in exact rhythm. The epitome of teamwork, and a lot more difficult than you might think. Elaine Sonnenberg is the bell choir director at St. Mark's United Methodist Church. I caught up with her one Saturday afternoon, and she was kind enough to show me the ropes. So for someone who hasn't been on the business end of a bell choir, tell me what I'm looking at.
Right here we have some of the treble clef bells. We have the C, the D, the E, the F, and the G. Each bell choir member is responsible for about 2 bells, plus the accidentals that correspond to those bells. So one bell choir member would play the C and the D, then they would have to worry about the C sharp and the C flat and the D flat and the D sharp. Okay, so I'm going to put you on the C and the D.
Okay.
And I'll be up here on the E and the F.
Do I get to wear gloves?
Yes, you do. So I'll give you these gloves.
This, I have to say, whenever I see bell choirs, I am always very jealous of the choreography and the gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I'm responsible for C and D.
Yes. We'll start with your right hand first. Are you right-handed?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So you're going to wrap your entire hand around the entire handle of the bell. Yep,
like that.
There you
okay.
go. Very good. Now to ring the bell, you're going to make a circular motion with your arm. Yes, very good.
Yeah.
One thing you want to make sure is that the cast of the bell is always going up, so pointing towards the ceiling, because that's where the sound resonates. Yeah. Very good. Mm-hmm. Then to damp the bell, you're going to bring it back just below your clavicle bone by your shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and just touch the lip of the bell to your shoulder. Yes, very good.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm a professional. Nice.
So let's try 2 in a row. You'll start with your right hand, and then you'll do your left hand. And as your left hand rings, your right hand is going to damp. Yep. Yes, exactly.
Ooh, okay, now this is the complicated part a little bit. Oh.
Mm-hmm. It takes a little bit to get used to. Try it one more time. Yes.
Oh,
very good.
I'm close. Okay, so the timing is tricky.
Yeah, very good. Should we try a melody?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Very good.
All right. That is harder than it looks. I have to say, mm-hmm. when you read the line, you see your notes coming and you get so ready for these notes to come.
Yeah.
Elaine Sonnenberg is the bell choir director at St. Mark's United Methodist Church in Bloomington, Indiana, where she's also pursuing a doctoral degree in organ at Indiana University. And she's also a very patient teacher.